The Fert Show.
We all pretty much know what Ask a Race is now. So 404-741-Q100. If you are a white person and you've always wanted to ask a black person any question, I mean, everything is on the board here. There is no such thing as an ignorant question here.
Because we're going to set aside getting upset about it so that we can actually get answers from each other and understand each other better.
White people call up, ask black people. Black people call up, ask white people. 404-741-Q100.
I have a question for white people.
A white person asking a white person question.
No, I have a question for black people and Brandon.
Thanks a lot. Does that bother a black person who, right there?
Yeah, a little bit.
It does?
Yeah.
When he doesn't like...
Well, then don't sing along to Train in studio.
We play the same 15 songs. It's either Train...
He can't help it.
It's either Train or Kesha.
Yeah, that's a good point. So, is there a, I don't think paranoia is the right word, but is there a sensitivity, do black people acknowledge that they might be more sensitive to race-related issues than need be sometimes? And I'll give you the for example. It was when Jessica was in here on Friday, and she was talking about driving down to
College Park
to go to the sale for the towels or whatever.
Yeah.
And she was talking about how she had the loaner car because her car was in the shop and there was no navigation. And at some point she said she was freaked out because she didn't have any navigation.
Right.
Down there.
Because she was freaked out because she didn't know her direction.
Mm-hmm.
She was doing it in College Park.
And there was the College Park. Mm-hmm. And somebody said, you know, that's why I made a joke, like call Carl and he'll meet you at Cascade, the roller rink where, you know, whatever. And somebody made the observation to me that they couldn't believe, a black person said, I couldn't believe she admitted to being freaked out in College Park. And I had to think about it. And then I realized what she said was she freaked out that she didn't have navigation.
And didn't know her way around. She would have said the same in Alpharetta.
Had nothing to do with the neighborhood.
Right.
And so I started to think, I'm like, is that, because that's a tough way. I understand it. You know what I mean? Like,
well, what exactly is your question?
Is there always a... racism or a prejudice, like,
is there the
flag that always flies on every play?
I wouldn't say no.
Like, if you don't know the person, like, is that always, like, maybe the first thought?
If you don't know the person, I would say 98%, 99%, because you're always wondering what they're really thinking, what their underlying
object.
Exactly.
Really?
Because you really not knowing, really, because not everyone is as friendly as approachable. So I think it's kind of always it's always in the back of your mind.
Hold on,
like, so what's the real angle?
This is pretty deep right here. So what you're saying is anytime that you meet a white person, you've got to wall up immediately until you get to know them because they're white?
No. Anytime that I meet a white person, it's almost like, am I being judged by you?
Really?
Yeah.
Every single time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you don't know where they're coming from.
Right, definitely.
So you have to build
a
wall.
A lot about you.
Well, Jessica was coming from Sandy Springs, which means you can understand why she was nervous in College
Park. We know Jessica, so we knew there wasn't any...
But right. if you didn't know her and you overheard that thought, your first thought would be, oh, she's freaked out to be
part
in college.
Oh, definitely. You know what?
I had a guy, shocking right there.
I had a guy ask me, and he was in the Greenbrier area. He asked me, was it cool to go over there as a white guy? I said, man, why? I mean, why wouldn't it be cool? He said he thought he would get snatched out. So we understand that, and I wasn't surprised. So I understand that that's kind of common, that they act kind of, you know, white people kind of act kind of more scared. And I understand it's all kind of reasons why, but it is... It's common.
Intern Natalie.
Yeah, Natalie went in on this. Natalie is...
Oh, producer Natalie. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's right.
Producer.
That's right.
No, it depends on the person. Like, if you don't know the person, you're wondering, you know, where are they coming from? Like, one guy, he said, here you go, girl. Now, if it had came from one of my girls, that would have been okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, a white guy, I don't know you. Why are you calling me girl?
Right.
And sorry.
It's so deeply embedded, man. I mean, it's so deeply. We get it from our father, our parent. When we get it, so it's there, so... We can't deny
it. Does it get better, though? Like, do you see, like, do you think your kids will be less sensitive to that than you are?
Definitely.
And then their kids? So it is getting better with time.
I
hope so.
I definitely see the change, especially with the younger, like my nephews and my kids and everything. It's definitely different. They're not even really as aware of all the issues as I was. And we're just talking about 10-year difference, really.
Mm-hmm. I'm really surprised by that. Every time you meet a white person, you're always sort of asking where they're coming from.
It's not really a conscious thing, like, what's your angle? But it's like it's almost like it's 50-50, you know. It's
we
there.
Have to earn your trust. Mm-hmm.
It's there, definitely. Ah, okay. Definitely.
All right, how about a question
because
for
we
people?
Know that you have to earn ours. We know that we feel that we have to prove that we can be trusted to you. That's kind of what it is, too.
Okay.
So.
Huh. Okay. Abby. Carl, you have a question for white people?
Yeah, man. Good grief. Listen, I was in the...
hey, I didn't preface my question. Here we go.
Check this out.
Now, I was in the... Which one do I go to? I got a list of 400 here.
Now, listen to this. I was in the line the other day, and this guy was right behind me, and he was like right on my heels.
Oh, I saw this.
So I'm thinking like, dang, dude, would you give me an arm length. Give me one arm's length of space. So my question is, why do white people feel it's necessary to be like in your comfort zone, like when you talk to them? Like,
you mean talking like, to, or were you in line? What was the situation?
Physical? Well, you mean like close to you? Or?
Yeah, physically, man. I mean, I turned around and could have kissed the dude. And not just him, but
is this the guy you sent the tweet about?
Yeah.
Because he said every time we'd move up one person in line, this guy would move up one and a half persons.
Don't want people to cut if it's in line.
Well, no, that was just in line. That just made me think about this question. But just in general, when I'm speaking with a white person, people that I don't even know, they're like, how close this mic is to my face? You know, it's my comfort zone, man.
Yeah, white people are close talkers.
Really?
Yeah, they are.
Really?
They
really
I never noticed
that. I don't feel like that. I think it's just some people are like inching closer to me, but I don't think that's everybody.
That's funny.
Have any of us done that to you?
There's been some uncomfortable conversations.
Who's a close
talker? Now we all cool now, so it's cool. I can kind of like push you away. But it's been a couple times, you know, I felt like a piece of DNA, you know. Like, I feel like, come on now,
salespeople.
Oh, that is funny. Hey, Amy. Good morning. You are on Q100. This is Ask a Race.
Good morning. I have a question, and this is for black people. Why is it when they drive, they kind of lean down in their seat and kind of slump over to the left or the right a little bit?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a really good question.
Because we're cruising, baby. We're just cruising.
You can barely see.
We're comfortable.
You can barely see over like the dashboard. Down.
We're comfortable though.
But is that like a sign of being cool or what?
That's cool. That's all it is. That's just cool. I knew a guy that drove, his hair was out the window. He was so cool.
Because he was leaning?
Yes. He leaned so hard to the left, he would drive with his head out the window.
Was he like biting at the air like
that
a dog?
Was his, that
Why?
Was his thing. That was my man Louie.
Why?
Louie drove with his head. Because he's cool.
Looks silly.
That's to you.
Carl leaned.
Producer Natalie.
Now, when white people drive with their feet out the window, that looks silly.
Yeah. You know what?
Why do white people have to put their feet up on the dash with no shoes on?
That's true, man.
Why don't you have socks?
All right, that is, because at least the lean over, I don't know about the head out the window, looks comfortable, but there's no comfortable way to put your foot out the window of a car. It's not. It's not comfortable.
But white people do
why
it.
Why do black people walk so slowly? Especially if you're crossing the street.
That's why we're so close to you. We're like moving along.
The thing is that, I mean, there have been times where I am not at a stoplight. I'm actually cruising the same speed, and if somebody's crossing the street and I have to slow down for them, and then they give me a look as if, you know what, it's my street. I'm just asking, why do black people go so slow?
You know what I noticed is that's a cool thing. I thought it was a cool thing, but it just took it to a whole new level when I went to Jamaica and recognized that I thought it was an American thing, but I went to Jamaica and realized that no black people over there were moving fast for anything. So I think it's
nobody in Jamaica is moving fast, and it has nothing to do with black. It has all to do with green.
Man, so I'm thinking it was just a cool thing, just a cool thing, you know.
For me, it's when I lived in New York, I used to see people get angry like that, and I used to walk slower just to make them mad.
Yeah, it's almost like people are daring white people to hit them in the middle of the street.
Yeah, it's like
we have unresolved issues going back to slavery, apparently.
You're sensitive. Slavery is long gone, but you're sensitive to us judging you, but then you're so defensive about, I don't understand the obsession with being cool. I don't understand it.
Natalie's not defensive. She thinks it's all hysterical. She's like, why do y'all walk slow? She's like, because we can.
Get it. The Bert Show.